Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? Back when I was about 16 or 17 years old, I met a school counselor, William, or I guess it was Guillermo. He was Chilean, but had lived and worked in the US already for a long time when we met. And of all of the interesting conversations that we had over the brief time that he was around, there's this one nugget that I got from him that I really want to share with you. Because it never really let go of me. It's something that's always sort of been in the back of my head. Especially if you're feeling like lost or like you don't know what you're supposed to be doing with your life, where you're going in regards to your career, or, well, I suppose it applies to anything. But the context in which I got this piece of wisdom was career oriented. So we're going to look at it from that point of view. So it's been said that anxiety and too much living in the future, trying to predict it, go hand in hand, by which I mean to say that trying to predict the future creates this almost hasty feeling of uncertainty. It creates a lot of stress. Things might not go as planned. And then to sort of try and prevent the stress, you start planning for the unwanted or the unplanned, but still possible things. And honestly, really quickly, and before you know it, you're going to be spinning out. So I have personally always struggled with anxiety, even as a child. And with all the thinking ahead that I did and still do, I could never really answer the typical, what do you want to be when you grow up kind of question that you get, right? And I mean, most of us start answering that question with big aspirations or perhaps reflecting our heroes. So, I don't know, firefighter, astronaut, rock star, whatever. Some lucky kids know from pretty early on that they're going to be a doctor or lawyer or, I don't know, an archaeologist or a vet. Oh, I'm just saying something. But me, I changed my answer like every year. For a while, I wanted to be a dog trainer. I wanted to be an actress or a singer. Then I wanted to be a journalist. Then I wanted to be a writer. Then I wanted to be a psychologist. I wanted to own a hotel. Then that was perhaps too big, so better a bed and breakfast or a bookshop, and so on and so forth. But the one thing that kept coming back in the back of my head, even as I've turned 33 this year, is I kind of want to be a witch. But I had no idea how to explain that or even look at that in a career sort of way. I mean, what are you going to do? Make a living out of brewing potions and mixing powders and saying spells? No. But the thing is, Guillermo told me that what you will end up doing with your time does not exist yet. Now, I am fairly certain that coaching, which is what I'm doing now, as well as ritual work and helping people, which is what I wanted to do, this existed. But nowadays, there's this level of, I'm hesitant to use the word, but popularity to it. That wasn't there, what, 15 years ago. What he was trying to say, and we discussed it for a time, is that it is near impossible, actually, to map out your life at all. But it is definitely not something that you want to try to have to do or have to try to do when you're 17 or 18 or 19 or even 24, for that matter. Because life happens and we have to move with it. Now, I ended up going to hotel school, which was a decision that some of my high school teachers really regretted because they had higher hopes for me. Some of them were really rooting for me to become an ambassador or something, politics, I don't know. But then again, there was also one teacher who was really hoping of converting me to the church, which of course ended in another fail on my part, my bad. And hotel school actually also didn't stick, though I did work in a couple of high-end and very well-known spots. I switched majors. I ended up dropping out of university. I got a teaching English as a foreign language degree. I got a job. I ended up working at the first ecological shop in Chile. Then I moved to Germany. I did that too. I worked as a live-in nanny. And long story short, I spent a lot of years sort of dabbling and learning and earning diplomas and certificates. For example, herbal medicine, food therapy, which is a terrible way of framing it, but it's mostly focused on how to use foods that agree with you to your personal best advantage. I did energy healing, psychology of denial, and that framed around climate change. I did a course around the importance of superheroes in pop culture. Oh, and let's not forget about my attempt at a degree in cultural sciences from a German university while I was living there. When I moved back to Chile, I administrated and later became co-owner and CEO of my father's company in sustainable solutions and education, which meant I added a slew of information and numbers on sustainability, on the environment, capitalism, consumerism, and everything that comes with that. So what it turns out is that I have a lot of books and a couple of inches deep knowledge over miles wide of information, but 0 degrees. And I have come to the conclusion that, first of all, degree is, on the one hand, just a piece of paper, which is not to say that the people that work very hard and are very accomplished with their degrees are, I don't know, snobby or less interesting or whatever. That's not at all what I'm trying to say. I have major respect for people that can do that. But for those of us who can't, who don't want to, who don't see that happening, it is technically just a piece of paper. On my journey, I have very often wondered, as have many members of my community, sort of what it's all for and how it connects. I will go on tangents and have certain things connect within themselves. So, for example, the herbal medicine and the food therapy were really close together for me because there was an idea that I had that I wanted to do with that and never got to. But how does everything really like connect? What is the red thread here? And that question became even bigger when I decided that I wanted to be a barber on top of everything else, because yes, that is also what I am learning currently. And to be honest, at 33 and with all of this, it still doesn't quite connect, but the thread is starting to show. I want to help people and I want to help myself. I want to become better at being human for myself and for the people and beings around me. And I have lived a life that is enough off of the beaten path to have gathered some nuggets that I thought might be of real value to others. And inadvertently, I have actually been coaching people for years. I just wasn't really aware of it, or I just figured, I'm just helping out or trying to, conversate and share experiences. Or it was just part of other of my off the beaten path hustles, like the rune readings and energy healings. Like I said, I have added more oracle work to my repertoire as well as ritual work, but most of that is all aimed at women. Barbering came about differently, which is a different story that I'm not going to get into right now, but it does provide a balance and a bridge towards the masculine side of everything that I know. And it is my opinion that young men today may have a really hard time learning to walk the line and which line to walk. Like they're very well aware that, their grandfathers or fathers and or uncles or men in their social spheres have made very real and far too often quite severe mistakes in their treatment of others. But women, and quite understandably so, I am part of that, refuse to sort of become their teachers because it is not our responsibility to educate someone else's son. However, it is our responsibility to create a community we need and crave, and that includes educating ourselves and those around us, preferably in like a nice manner. The wounds that are inflicted by the patriarchy are not their fault any more than they are ours, but women, and therefore anyone actually who doesn't identify as a straight man, have had to work very hard to create these safe environments for ourselves. And this is a skill that I see lacking in very many younger men. And me personally, I follow where my curiosity and savior complex lead. So there we go. But before I get even further off track, the point of this whole thing is you don't have to know right now what you're doing or going to do. You just have to do. And ideally, you do things that bring you joy, that motivate you, that drive you forward, that cause curiosity. Even if it is just in the realm of hobbies, I understand that our system does not often allow us to focus completely on these things. But even if it is just in the realm of hobbies, I think it is really important to practice these things and let them lead you forward. Like, let them comfort you, let them teach you, because you cannot yet know how things will play out and where opportunities may come from, or how these skills may assist you and the people around you. Even if you feel called to a more classic career path, you can and hopefully will still give it your personal spin by use of the other skills that you enjoy and practice, as well as your personal experiences throughout life. So, take a deep breath, drink some water, calm down. What you will be doing might not exist yet in the way that you will be doing it. It does not exist yet. Have a little bit of faith in yourself and the things that call to you, whatever they are, because they do so for a reason. That you can't see it yet now does not mean that it is invaluable. That you don't see how, I'm just saying something, kitchen brewing beer connects to, I don't know if you work in the health environment or something. I have no idea, but you might find a connection. So, again, deep breath, have some faith in yourself, in the things that call to you, that comfort you, that motivate you, because they do so for a reason, and you'll get there. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.